prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today, and I truly mean that. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, as we answer your questions for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then a little bit later in the show, we're going to investigate something called dry needling. It's lots of discussion about dry needling out there, but I've learned that there's lots of different ways to do it. And we're going to be joined by a guy named Sean Spade, who I met when I was up at Spire this weekend. I talked about that. I posted it on Facebook. It's the largest Olympic training facility in America. And the level of athletes, professional and Olympic athletes that are up there, and Sean works with them. And we're going to be talking about what dry needling can do for you. I think you're going to find this really interesting, especially if you're somebody who suffers from overuse injuries or if you've had injuries where muscles aren't activating properly. You're going to want to listen to that. But without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. I get the MRI results on this shoulder a little bit later today.
What are you expecting?
I am expecting a minor tear that does not require surgery. However, we shall see, right?
Yeah. And maybe it won't even be that. Maybe it'll just be a bruise, you know what I mean? So it might not even be a tear. So we're hopeful. We're hopeful for that. What's going on? So you added Elevate TP to Synthogen, right? And it's been out there now. You getting any feedback yet?
I am. And specifically, the feedback that I'm getting is Synthogen has always had what's called a feel-good quality to it, or sense of well-being, is how people usually describe it, much stronger with this stuff, which, to my mind, makes sense, because if it's doing what it purports to do, you should have a much greater feeling of well-being when you're on it. I can feel it about 15 minutes after I take it, and it lasts for 4 or 5 hours.
But the research, I think, that Adele Musa wrote about said that you can train a lot harder and a lot longer with the ATP donor. Does that take a little, what's the word I want to look for, build up? You have to use it for a while to start to notice that?
Yeah, I've only been on it a couple days, but in practice, 2 to 3 weeks is what I would say would be optimal before making a call on it. It's just, you know what, it's one of those things where John Drake at bodybuildingsupplements.com is always looking to take the product to the next level. He did it with Reponticum last time. He's doing it with Elevate ATP this time. Continuous process improvement, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, absolutely. The evolution of a product, you know what I mean? It keeps changing.
Yeah.
So, all right, so the first question comes from Mike Grady. He says, so I've set some new goals already for the new year. The big one is to bench 350 pounds. I'm 45 years old, though, so recovery is an issue. What's the easiest way to accomplish this? Is he saying the easiest way to recover faster or easiest way to hit the 350 goal?
I took it to mean hit 350.
Yeah, okay.
And it's an admirable goal, no question about it. Although, it would have been nice to get more particulars, like his weight, any injuries, current strength levels, that sort of thing. Now,
Wait. But more importantly, where is he right now? I mean, if he's only benching a buck and a quarter and he wants to hit 350, that's lofty. But if he's at 270 and he wants to hit 350, that's within range, right?
Yeah, I'm going to assume he's within striking distance, let's say around the 300-pound mark.
Okay.
and he weighs around 200 pounds. So based on that, here's what I'd do. First, scale back to 265 pounds or so. We're doing that to build training momentum, and this is really important. Not a lot of people do this. Now, you'll note that 265 is approximately 88% of the one rep max 300. And that's an important figure. Why? Because to train at 270 or more would be working in the 90th percentile of one rep max. You do that for too long, you hang out there 3 weeks or more, and you will start losing strength via central nervous system disinhibition. So we're going to use 265 for a triple as his starting point. And as the weeks roll by, he's going to add just 5 pounds to that figure and work up to a top-end set of, call it, 3 reps. Over time, what he's doing is he's honing his central nervous system and he's breaking new ground, ultimately getting up to about, let's call it 300 for 2 to 3 reps. At that point, you should have a good idea of what your one rep max is. Personally, it's for me, it's about 10 pounds a push. So if he's topping out at 300 for a double, his true one rep max is around 320. Now, that's a conservative number, but it's very, very useful because at this point, we're going to stop linear periodization and switch to loading pattern work. So he's going to use that 320 as a one rep max to base off of. And again, it's a conservative figure. Holding back one rep is going to prevent him from missing reps when he starts to work through the loading pattern. Besides, any excess strength that he does have will be there on max day. Excuse me. Specifically, I would recommend using something called German Loading Pattern 1, which adds 5% to his one rep max in just 6 workouts. At that point, his new one rep max will be 335, maybe 340, but we'll use 335 for our final run into the goal of 350. Up next is something called German Loading Pattern 2. As its name implies, it was designed to be used with German Loading Pattern 1, and it adds a whopping 10% to his one rep max in 14 workouts. If he does 2 a week, you know, it's 7 weeks tops, at which point he should be pushing around 360 for a single, exceeding his goal by an easy 10 pounds. Now, people don't realize the power of that approach because, especially when you get to the loading pattern work, there is no guesswork. Each loading pattern tells you exactly how much weight to lift, how many sets to perform, and how many reps you need to get. It is logical, it is precise, and it is entirely predictable. It will tell you exactly on what day you'll peak and even what to do from there. You know, I have not one or two of these, but 6 of them in the ultimate blueprint that I'm creating. You need that many to string together to put on 30, 50, even 100 pounds on your lifts over time. Because remember, one of those, actually 2 or 3 of the 6 loading patterns I have, they put 10% on. Think about that.
That's significant.
500-pound one rep max now goes to 550. Do that one more time, and you're up 100 pounds. Sadly, most people hearing this are just going to continue to wing it, and they'll wonder why they're not getting anywhere. The lesson here is this. Don't be most people. Put some science in your training.
I like that.
Yep.
The next question comes from Sean. We don't have a last name. He says, "Hey, Rob, I've heard you speak about cystis quadrangularis several times, and I thought I may try some. My wife also suffers from severe fibromyalgia, and I'm wondering if it would be helpful for her to take as well. The question I have is, where's the best place to get it? I saw Powder City had some, but I seem to remember you saying something about them changing or going out of business. I've learned from your products and Carl's products that it matters a great deal where you get your sups from. Any direction you can point me to would be awesome. And by the way, I love the blueprint. I love the show. And most of all, I love Synthogen X2. Damn, that stuff works.
Yeah. Well, Cesis is, in fact, an excellent product for inflammatory conditions. Before I get there, though, there are some other great compounds you need to be aware of. First, a quality ginger extract is vastly underrated, and not just for inflammation. Boswellia serrata is another herb that's fantastic for inflammation. And certainly curcumin is top shelf as well. Now, in terms of where to get it, Cesis, PrimaForce makes a good one. And something as mainstream as Amazon sells it. So it's standardized for what many feel are the actives, or ketosterones in this case. They also sell bulk Cesis powder, but it is nasty stuff to choke down, worse than Tribulus or Ephedra, and that's really saying something. An even more inexpensive quality brand of Cesis that I found, though, is Absinutrix Cesis Extreme. I use it, and I would recommend it. Now, with respect to Powder City, they did, in fact, go out of business way back in March, as I mentioned some time ago. And what happened was there was a lawsuit there by a teenager or his family. He took too much tianeptine, and the medical examiner ruled he died of an acute tianeptine overdose, which, in my book, is a real crock, because as far as I can see, tianeptine was quite safe, even in absurd dosages. However, someone must have bought Powder City and the same name, because they're back up and running and offering a lot of the same products, including tianeptine. So I can't speak as of yet as to their quality, but just be aware that they're back up and running. Now, it's very true that where you get your subs from and the people behind the products matter, and it matters a hell of a lot. See for yourself. Type in whey protein suppliers in any search engine. You're going to find everything from cheap, sweet, crude, acid-treated whey loaded with lactose, which has no biologically active growth factors, immunoglobulins, et cetera, because it's cooked to over 200 degrees. You're going to find those products all the way up to grass-fed, undenatured whey that costs anywhere from 4 to 10 times that amount. Guess which one most supplement companies use?
Yeah, the cheap one. Yeah,
it's the cheap stuff. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Go to Walmart, pick up one of the cheap proteins, and feel the difference for yourself. You know, you'll get gas, you'll get bloating, you'll get all this stuff. One more thing. I am severely allergic to whey, as per an allergy test that I took, but I drink Thrive. I have no problems whatsoever. And I have no doubt that's because of the quality. Everything from the grass that the cows eat all the way through when you slap the sticker on the bottle. So, finally, I'm glad you love X2. You know, I worked really hard to deliver the absolute best I could to hard-training athletes. And John Drake, to his credit, went out and found the absolute best draws, and the rest is history. It was a great thing. You know, I did what I was good at. He did what he was good at.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Scott Mazza. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. You can learn more about everything that Rob does at CoachRobRegish.com. You'll also find links to buy Synthogen X2 and many more of his products. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. new Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So Scott Mazza has a question, Rob. He says, I love the show and I've learned a lot from listening to it. I have a torn MCL. Mediate cruciate ligament. I can't even talk. And it's really getting me down. Saw the doc, and while I don't need surgery, it's going to be 3 to 6 months of physical therapy. I'm in a brace, So no real bending. What can I do in the gym? What's off limits?
Well, it's a great question because it brings us back to what we can do. Well, first off, you can work your upper body to its limit, you know. So it's time to set some new goals there. How about performing antagonistic supersets of things like pull-ups and push-ups or seated cable rows and dips? You know, perform five total supersets with 90 seconds of rest between sets. And, you know, once you perform one workout like that, make it your mission for the next one to increase the number of reps at least 20% before upping the weight and starting over. You would get some absolutely great growth out of that and a truckload of satisfaction, at least I would. Other athletes, though, have other goals. I once coached a woman who tore her MCL. She, too, was in a brace, and she was hyper-focused on fat loss. The rotation that I gave her was for lactic acid tolerance training. It was a series of five exercises. Horizontal pulls, or pull-ups if you're strong enough to do them. She was doing girl push-ups, but certainly you can do regular push-ups. Body weight squats off of a low 12-inch box. Hanging knee raises for the abs. And then bridges from the floor. Now, you want to run through those with no rest between exercises. And rest just 1 minute in between rounds, or circuits, whatever you want to call it. Work up to five total rounds and really push the reps up each time. I guarantee you will be covered in sweat. You will burn a ton of fat, not just there in the workout, but afterwards. And you'll be done with your workout in a little over 15 minutes. Okay, you know, so you tore your MCL. Let's call it the right leg. Fine. The only modification you need to make in this series is instead of squats off a box, do one-legged squats off a box. You know, even if you can't do those off of a 12-inch box, do them off an 18-inch box and work your way down. You know, you may also have trouble with bridges from the floor. Okay, do wall walks, you know. Bend backwards, place your hands on the wall, walk down as far as you can, and walk back up. Increase the range of motion every time you do it. You get my point. Where there's a will, there's a way. And if you want it, you'll find it. By the way, an excellent rehab exercise for the knee, knee injuries of all sorts, is pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline. I am not sure why it works so well, but it does. So give that a shot. I hope it helps.
Brian Knob says, how do you decide which supplement to buy first? There are so many, I don't know where to start.
All right. I'm going to tell you how I do it. I'm sure it varies by person, but like most, I'm on a budget. And that budget is, in all honesty, pretty tight. So I'm going to give you my must-haves first. And then maybe some nice-to-haves if you have any money left over. I have been saying on this show for years that if you're going to spend dollar one, it should be on an intra-workout product for faster recovery. For me, that's Synthogen. And anyone that's used it can tell you why. You bounce back ridiculously fast from tough workouts. You know, with respect to recovery, whichever product you use, mine or somebody else's, the Russians were famous for saying it. Recovery is everything. And they cleaned house and continue to at the Worlds and the Olympics every year for a reason. They understand and appreciate what goal number one is when you put down your barbell or dumbbell and the workout's over. Recovering fast. So spend your money there first. Even if it's not my product, spend it on an intra-workout. Next, realize you're going to trigger a lot of muscle growth lifting weights like that as frequently, as that. Why risk wasting it by not eating enough protein and calories? You know, I eat about 150 grams of protein from eggs, chicken, beef, fish, etc. on my high protein days. According to more than a few studies, that is still woefully short given my body weight and body mass. So I mix 2 servings of Thrive in heavy cream or coconut milk, and I drink that right after my workout and before bed. That brings me a lot closer to where I need to be, and it showers my muscles with the absolute highest quality protein that you can put in your body. And yeah, that's important, because unlike carbs and fats, where you can correct mistakes in a number of, you know, days, protein is different. It literally builds into your structure. That's why it's as important as it is. So those are my 2 staples, Synthogen, Thrive. If I have money left over, it goes to things like Cesis, curcumin, ephedrine. You know, this month I invested in a new body weight training book. I can't wait for it to come in. You know, why did I redirect supplement funds to information? Because I can honestly tell you the biggest breakthroughs I've ever made were due to information, not supplements. If there were no super squats, no anabolic diet, I would have never made it to 252, not even close. No loading patterns, and I would have never gone from squatting 405 to over 600 pounds. No convict conditioning, I would still have a glass back. So you tell me, what supplement is going to do anything close to that, and where can I buy it? Don't bother looking, guys. It doesn't exist. But it does exist in books, and those same books will serve me well today. Really mull that over while you choke down whatever's hot this month in the world of supplements. Sorry about that. We had a little excitement.
Oh, that's okay. It's a real show. It's live. That's what it is. You know.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take the next question and go a little bit long in this segment. This one comes from Bob Dawson. He says, I've tried rack pulls, as you suggest. One word, phenomenal. How did you learn about them, and why don't more people do them this way?
To answer your first question, I was experimenting with both static and partial movements. Both have been advocated by various authorities over the years. It was during the early to mid-90s that I found them in a book called Power Factor Training by Pete Sisko and John Little. You know, that really brought partials to the masses. It, you know, partials involve a very short range of motion, generally an inch or two, in the strongest range of largely compound lifts. The top inch or two of lat pulldowns, leg presses, etc., you know, you get my point. It really, the biggest contribution of the book, though, was the math behind it, because it really put a fine point on total tonnage, correctly deducing that it's not range of motion that stimulates muscle growth. It's overload. And the easiest way to get big numbers in overload is to work the strongest range on compound movements. So after its publication, Pete Sisko branched off to write static contraction training. He's a guy who is not interested in spending more time in the gym. He's interested in how to squeeze maximum efficiency out of a minimum of training time. John Little, on the other hand, went on to write about statics. But he advocated performing something called X-reps, using largely isolation exercises and more frequent training. To me, Pete's methods make more sense, given you're using compound lifts. So it was with that knowledge of both of those that I experimented with rack pulls. And ultimately, I settled on the top inch or so of the movement. These days, I have 2 workouts, Workout A, Workout B. Workout A, I do as many partial reps in the strongest range in a set unit of time. Let's call it 30 minutes. I then rest 10 minutes, or I rest rather 10 minutes between sets, and I perform as many total reps as possible over the three sets that I'm doing. Workout B is just working up to two static holds with as much weight as possible in the strongest range and holding it there for 3 to 5 seconds, feeling it pull down on your traps. Those two workouts will take you a long way. So I'd encourage you to experiment with both. I continue to experiment too, and I believe I've come up with not one, but two important breakthroughs here. Someday, I'll discuss them here. First dibs go to the Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. These are really going to skyrocket people's upper back and trap development, and I'll be debuting them in next month's version of the Blueprint Bulletin.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so thanks for your question. But the ones that I detailed just now, Workout A and Workout B, man, a lot of room for growth, years. And the weights go up fast.
So the next question is going to come from Mike Grasso when we come back, and he's got a question about Nicholas Maximus. Is he training yet?
Yeah.
This is a good question because kids need to start training at a young age, in my opinion. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So Mike Grasso says, I'm curious, is your son, Nicholas Maximus, weight training yet? Does he play any sports? And what are you going to tell him about bodybuilding?
Yeah. You know, he's going to be 12 this Friday. And, God, you know, it's hard for me to believe. It was just yesterday I was walking him to his kindergarten bus stop. So he really is maturing into a fine young man. But you know what's gone? That age of innocence where he used to hold my hand. And, you know, that's tough to watch go. But about 3 months ago, I had him tag along to the gym with me. Now, I don't believe the nonsense that resistance training causes a kid's growth plates to close or does anything negative to him.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about it just for a second. So
yeah.
What happened to kids back in ancestral days who were required, once they were able to carry stuff and work hard?
Yeah.
Did that stunt their growth? I don't think so.
If anything, I'm thinking they're going to get a growth hormone increase.
Yeah.
Right? So, but having said that, I do think there's a lot to be said for giving a guiding hand and how to get started. So twice a week then, we either visit the gym or we train at home. And when I say I train with them, and when I tell you, I live by what I say on this show. I actually live this stuff. We do convict conditioning. How many times have you heard me say it? The best book on strength training I've read in 30 years. That's what I would have done if I had to do it over. And in one sense, I do. So that's the plan for now and the immediate future. So he has seen me lift weights. And some pretty big weights. But he also seems to understand when I told him that before he goes lifting any big weights, he has to first demonstrate he can move his own body weight around. In fact, I told him it would be much better for him to develop pound-for-pound strength. And in doing so, using calisthenics, he'll be mitigating any chance for injury. Now, beyond that, I think he's probably intimidated by the big weights and the sounds and the people, which is probably natural. One thing I definitely know that registered was this. I told him that to build big muscles and strength, it doesn't happen in days, weeks, or even months. It would take years. So, he took that in, and he seems to understand it, so he's still willing to do it with me. So, that's a great thing. He is much happier making small, regular improvements in the beginner, intermediary, and progression standards of convict conditioning. So, look at that way. There are three ways for him to progress within every step, you know, to say nothing of going through all 10 steps and mastering an exercise. If there's one thing I was taken aback by was his instincts insofar as making the call on what's enough to do for the workout and what might be too much to bite off of. He can look at the beginner and intermediate standard and quickly determine exactly what he's capable of. He doesn't bite off more than he can chew, and I don't let him get sloppy either, meaning if he can't perform the required number of reps in good form, we go back a step to ensure that his form is perfect. I told him, I said, I'm not doing you any favors by giving you a pass on bad form. It's going to show up real quick once he goes to the next level and he can't even get the beginner standard. So one heartwarming story before I close this out. Kiddo was working through the squat series one day, barely completing the beginner standard of 1 set of 10 full body weight squats. When he saw the intermediary standard, 2 sets of 35, he said out loud, I'll never be able to do that. Now, I didn't say anything. I just silently jotted those words down when I logged that particular workout. Kiddo eventually smashed that mark about 2 weeks later, at which point I called him over to look in his logbook, and I asked him, I said, Nicholas, do you remember saying you would never be able to get 2 sets of 35? And he smiled, and he actually hugged me and said, thanks, Dad. So, looking back, when my dad took me to my first workout, I'm sure he never thought where that would all go. And so someday when I'm gone, Nicholas Maximus might be on SHR answering your questions.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't think I'll be hosting it, so somebody else is going to have to be hosting it.
Yeah, Chase.
If you're gone, I'm probably going to be gone too because I'm older than you. So.
Oh, man. It warms my heart every time we train together. It's really true. And he is showing excellent instincts. So I'm hopeful, put it that way.
So I want to answer a question. This neither of us were prepared for this, but I got this question on Facebook, and I said I would work it in. And it comes from Lee Wall. He says, hey, Carl, what are your views on SARMs? My friend is taking RAD 140. It says that it's 90-1 anabolic to androgenic. Would like to hear your views before considering buying some. Thanks. So I'm going to go first this time because you and I really see this the same way.
Yep.
I've tried SARMs. I tried some of the early ones. They did nothing for me, nothing at all. Now, I have friends who say SARMs do great things for them. I don't know. I can't see what they see. I just don't think SARMs are worth the money, and I never have. RAD 140 appears to have – a couple animal studies, but a couple petri dish studies on its effect on neurogenesis. But it also has a rat study that shows that it causes dramatic inflammation of the heart in rats.
Yeah.
In fact, the study is called Selective Androgen Receptor Modulator RAD 140 Induces Inflammation in Rat Right Heart Ventricle. Evidence of an androgen-specific, species-specific mechanism. So they're saying this is just in rats. But interestingly enough, the research they did in rats, they say, oh, well, it's highly anabolic. Well, so is that possibly species-specific as well? Because the SARMs I've experimented with do nothing. And in my opinion, they're a waste of money. You can get a bottle of testosterone cheaper than those SARMs, and I guarantee it will work. The other problem with SARMs is, how do you know they're legit?
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell's running assays on this stuff to see if it really is what it's supposed to be? I mean, if protein powder is spiked, what do you think about SARMs? Something as complex to make as a SARM.
Right.
So I wouldn't waste my time with SARMs. If you're really going to take the plunge, get some testosterone. That's it. And just do it right.
I would second everything you said, and I would go one further. I've heard from people on SARMs whose liver enzymes are way out of range, and it would appear that the stronger SARMs, the ones that are supposed to work, are suppressive. So the original promise of SARMs was all of the benefits of steroids, none of the side effects. What do we have today? All of the side effects of steroids.
And none of the benefits.
None of the benefits.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you know, inflammation of the heart. I wouldn't fool with them. You remember, the pharmaceutical industry came up with SARMs because they couldn't patent testosterone. If they could have patented testosterone, they would have never had to come up with SARMs. They were trying to find the way to come up with something that does what testosterone does, but that they could sell for more than $6 a week. Really, that's what it comes down to. You buy a bottle of Watson testosterone at Walgreens, and you take the prescribed dosage. You're paying between $6 and $12 a week. They wanted something that was going to cost you $150 a month, and so they had to come up with SARMs. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense.
Yep. I am singing the same tune as you, bro.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day, and it's a good one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Then later, we're going to talk about dry needling. You will want to hear this interview, because the guy I'm talking to works with pro and Olympic athletes, and he's done amazing stuff with them. Also professional dancers that you've seen on television. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst. Don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
Tip of the day is synthogen. I'm going to attempt to answer the most popular question. What ingredient in there makes it work so well? But more importantly, what's in it for you? So I formulated three products so far, with a fourth in the pipeline, and that's scheduled for release early next year. It is my pre-workout. I know I've been talking about it a long time. I'm excited about it, and I can guarantee you this. From the moment you hold it in your hands, you will know that it is something special. Today, though, I wanted to talk about Synthogen. I literally get this question every week. What is in it that makes it work so well? People are looking for one ingredient, and as I've said over and over on this show, it's the sum of its parts. It really is greater than each one individually. If I had to guess, though, that there was one ingredient that kind of tied everything together, it would be orotic acid, and specifically its effects on nucleotide pools. You never read about any supplement company attempting to optimize, or product attempting to optimize, these nucleotide pools. It just isn't addressed. Yet, there's evidence I found way back when that doing so is extremely important and holds a lot of upside. Nucleotides are components of phospholipids, structural parts of the muscle cell membrane. They are absolutely critical to keep topped off. Here's why. As ATP demands increase during training, there is a corresponding decrease in total nucleotides and pyrimidines, primarily cytosine, uridine, and phosphate-bound metabolites. So let's break it down in English. The problem, depletion of nucleotide pools during exercise decreases the energy-generating capacity of muscle. The solution, orotic acid replaces these nucleotide pools in muscle, thus enhancing muscle contractile force. Now, several studies demonstrate its ability to boost those pools. One study, it was rather dramatic. You know, following 2 days of a loading dose of orotic acid, measurements of total ATP, ADP, AMP, cytosine, and uridine were taken, showing a 121% increase. More recent work on isolated human muscle fibers has shown that elevation of those base concentrations enhances your contractile capacity of muscle. More importantly, without intervention, it takes your body more than a week to fully replenish these levels in muscle tissue. Now think about that. More than a week versus 2 days if you're using orotic acid. You can order up orotic acid from Sigma Aldrich for around $39. You can Google it. You'll see. What you're going to find, however, is that just by itself, it still doesn't hold a candle to the complete formula, which brings me to what Synthogen can do for you, which, as I've said over and over on this show, is a lot faster recovery. People have heard that before from me, but few really appreciate its gravity and what it means. So here's an example that's going to make things crystal clear. Right now, I just started German Loading Pattern 2. 14 total workouts. In 14 workouts, it adds 10% to my one rep max. Now, let's assume my current one rep max is 500 pounds. So after completing these 14 workouts, my new one rep max is going to be 550. Two possibilities exist as I start this loading pattern. If I'm using Synthogen, I can get 14 workouts done in 28 days using an every other day training frequency. 30 days tops. You know, if you're looking for a nice round figure, 30 days. Or if I don't use Synthogen, I will be lucky to be able to recover from two of those workouts a week. It's going to take me 7 weeks or 49 days to complete the program without Synthogen. So who would you rather be? The guy who adds 50 pounds a month like clockwork, or the guy who takes almost 2 months to do the same? You know, if you think that's something, start to extrapolate out that example a few months. You know, all of a sudden, you're squatting a minimum 100 pounds more and leaving everyone in the gym choking on your dust. Here's the bottom line. There is no one ingredient in Synthogen that's responsible for the ridiculously fast recovery. Using it, though, can and will approximately double your rate of strength gain and progress. This is not hyperbole. It is fact. As proof of that, I would only ask that you ask anyone using it, and they're going to tell you the same. But think about that. Progress twice as fast. In a couple months, if you've got a high one rep max already, you're going to go from squatting 500 to 600. I don't know how I can do any better, but I'm trying.
Interesting.
Is Alyssa using it or?
No, I'm using it.
Okay.
I'm using it, and it's working. I mean, it's I have no soreness at all after training, none. And
yeah.
I'm moving weight again, even though I said I wasn't going to. I can't help myself.
How old are you again?
I'm 59. I'll be 60 in a few. Well, I'll be 60 in June of next year.
Wow.
So that's about 8 months away. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm moving weight again. People are coming up to me in the gym and asking me, you know, what are you doing? The first thing people say to me is I look leaner, and I do look leaner. But in the meantime, I've gotten heavier.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, wow, you lost a lot of weight. No, I've actually gained weight. I'm up to 243 pounds right now.
Yeah.
But I'm leaner than I was when I was 237.
It has that effect. I mean, it's not as dramatic as a steroid type of effect, but I hear from people all the time, I look leaner, but I'm heavier.
Well, I can't say that the Synthogen is the reason I'm leaner. I can say without any reservation that the Synthogen is why I am not getting sore, even though I've really upped my game in the gym. You know, I said to everybody, oh, I'm not going to train hard. I'm not training my legs hard. I'm not going anything above 8 plates in the leg press. I'm getting ready to start squatting. I'm going to start box squatting soon. I probably won't go over 225, just a lot of reps. I changed the way I train legs. I'm training legs with more of an emphasis on running than lifting. And
yep.
But my upper body is just growing like a weed, and I don't get sore. And I'm doing 200 push-ups a day, 5 days a week on top of training.
Yeah.
So the Synthogen, without a doubt, from the first time I used it, it makes my body feel good,
yeah.
That sense of well-being. It really, really does.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's well worth the investment, especially if you're an older lifter, because it makes you feel like a young lifter. Young lifters don't have any pain. They don't have any soreness.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the magic.
I knew when I had finalized the formula, it was going to be good. What really makes it great, though, is, I'll say it again, John Drake at bodybuildingsupplements.com. He sources the absolute finest raw materials you can get your hands on. And so when it finally got out into the hands of the people, the finished product, it was 5 stars across the board.
Yeah. Very, very good product. Facebook Live after I started using it. I was like so impressed with the product. You didn't even know I was doing that. I called you up and told you after. I said, I just did a Facebook Live about the product. You should check it out. It was startling to me how effective it was.
And I was talking about it 5 years ago.
I know, but you know how I am. I'm slow to move on anything. I'm like you, quite frankly. You know, we have that in common because we've been in this for so long. We've seen everything that was supposed to make the sky change colors come and go, and the sky never changed colors. And so I'm just real slow for anything,
yeah.
But hey, it's legit. The Synthogen is legit, and I can't wait to try the new one. I'm just about to run out of this bottle, so I'm going to get a new one. All right, listen, Rob, we will catch up with you next week, brother.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
You too. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about dry needling. This is not acupuncture. This is something very, very different, and it works. The top athletes in the world are using it to recover from injuries faster. You should know about it. Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
If you're a serious lifter, I don't care if you're a weekend warrior, if you go in and give it everything that you have, you've been injured. And you'll probably be injured again. If you're like me, it's a regular occurrence. Some of these injuries are pretty severe. And when you have a severe injury, you have to turn to people who understand the fastest way to bring you back from the injury. But more importantly, ways to keep that injury from changing the kinesiology of your body, which happens. People talk about injuries creating memories in nerves when you're trying to protect yourself post-injury. Sean Spade is a physical therapist, but, you know, calling him a physical therapist really doesn't do him any justice because there's lots of physical therapists out there. Sean Spade is a physical therapist magician. He uses some of the most amazing technologies with his athletes, and he gets amazing results. And as a result of that, he works with professional athletes. He works with Olympic athletes. We're going to talk about a guy that's in the pole vault that you're probably going to see win a gold next Olympics that Sean and is working up there at Spire. But what I saw at All-Star Physical Therapy, which is under the Seeds Orthopedic umbrella at Spire Institute, is nothing I've ever seen in the way of physical therapy before. How you doing, Sean?
Good. How are you doing, Carl?
Good, good. First of all, we're going to talk about dry needling, but we have to talk about its genesis because there's a lot of people out there who think dry needling is acupuncture, and it's not. So dry needling actually started out many, many years ago more in the way of mesotherapy, where they were actually using syringes to inject liquids to force soft tissue that had stopped healing to resolve and heal, correct?
Correct, yes.
But then they found out that those liquids probably really weren't contributing as much as just puncturing the fascia of the muscle.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, they would use saline, they'd use different types of other types of liquids to try to stimulate things to kind of regenerate the tissue. But what they found was, you know, as they were doing more and more research on this, and as they, you know, this was back when they were really starting to identify what a trigger point was, you know, and Dr. Travell and all of her work that she did to kind of figure out where, you know, the genesis of a trigger point, what it was, the where it referred to, all that kind of stuff. And so the way they treated it back then was they would inject a saline solution in there. And as time evolved and as they tried different things, they found that, you know what, the one thing that was a consistent is the needle prick itself. When that needle goes in, intramuscularly especially, there's a cascade of events that happens. And we're still unlocking what's going on with dry needling. You know, there's a lot of research pouring in as it is right now, a lot of it on pain control, but some of it coming in now and hopefully in the future on muscle regeneration and what's going on in the satellite cells, what's myokines, what types of things are being released when that needle comes in there. And, you know, big delineation between acupuncture and dry needling. So the one thing that's the same is we use the same needles.
Right, and that's where it evolved. So you guys got away from syringes since you're not putting fluid in there anymore.
Yes.
You're like, so we just need the needle. And why not use a needle that's designed to cause the least amount of trauma, which are the acupuncture needles. They're like eyelashes, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, very, very small gauge. And a dry needle, yes, because it's dry. There's nothing in it. It's a solid filiform needle. Adapted from what the same exact needles acupuncturists use. The way of placing the needles and in the way of setting the needle in is what we call it, is the same. But the reasons for and the places where we put the needle are completely different, totally different philosophies. You know, acupuncturists are looking at your meridians and how they are. They believe how it can correspond to specific organs, whereas dry needling, we're looking at your peripheral nervous system, the musculotendon junction, the muscle belly, you know, specifically looking at the site of the pain and needling in and around that area to elicit a response.
So I'm sorry, people are texting me questions right now.
Sure.
That I won't be able to answer this show, but I'm just anyway. So this makes perfect sense. So let's just talk about soft tissue injuries just for a second. We know that things like bursitis and tendonitis, these are soft tissue injuries, micro tears to the soft tissue. It's basically an avascular tissue. So blood flow is very poor to it. And quite often what ends up happening is the healing process, instead of going to 100%, stops where it's maybe 60%. So you constantly have this lingering injury that never resolves itself, and that by going in there and sticking needles in there, you're forcing the body to pay attention to it again, right?
Exactly. We're shining a spotlight onto that area. And, you know, going on to what you're saying with the lack of blood flow, you know, so when research has shown, you know, on when the needle goes in, what types of things are released? And, you know, VEGF, which is a vascular endothelial growth factor, that's released, you know, and that's going to cause angiogenesis of vessels. And then there's a nitric oxide isotome that comes in that is also released, that is also a dilator in the area. So they've shown significant increases in blood flow directly after dry needling from the release of, and basically getting that attention to that area, you know, so that it doesn't stay in that hypoxic state.
And when you think about it, to coin a term that Olympian Lee Haney, bodybuilding Lee Haney, used to say, you know, the key is to not annihilate, but to stimulate. The difference between dry needling and a frank injury is that the collateral damage is so little that the deployment of fibroblast growth factors, mm-hmm. and VEGF and all these other growth factors it creates a net healing effect, because the damage is very little and the healing effect is a lot.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, we're fine line of creating an injury, but you know, a microscopic injury, and getting help where it's needed versus you know, a macro injury and a tear, a frank tear or something like that. But the, you know, and the best part about it is how small the needles are and how minimal, you know, a patient's going to feel. If anyone's ever had acupuncture, it's the same feeling, you know, the tiny little needle. So you're able to, that brings more people to the table that are willing to have a treatment done that's going to cause a little bit of discomfort, not a lot, not very much at all, but some discomfort, but the end results are unbelievable. And the results we see clinically are unbelievable, you know, so.
Okay, now, because you guys are using acupuncture needles, mm-hmm. in some states, like Washington State, Dr. John Parker, who is a friend of the show, a friend of mine, he let me know. He said, you know, we can't do it in Washington State because the Acupuncture Society got together and said, hey, you guys are acting like acupuncturists. You can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. That same thing happened in North Carolina, and it was actually reversed. Within the last, I believe, 2 years now, North Carolina had the same thing happen, where the North Carolina Physical Therapy Board, even though in our practice act it stated that we can puncture the skin for treatment, it's in our scope of practice, the acupuncturist group in North Carolina put a stop to them doing the dry needling. And what happened was, you know, not only the board, but also the patients of the physical therapy that were receiving the dry needling, they filed like a countersuit, so to speak, to the acupuncturist board, and the state went in favor of the physical therapy board. And so North Carolina is a state now that has been added to the list of unable to do it without any restrictions. And there are still some states where the acupuncturist societies are pretty strong. New York is one, and California. Illinois, those are states that it may be a long time before a physical therapist will be allowed to do dry needling in those states. And it's unfortunate because, you know, their argument is that since we're using the same needles, they believe they own the...
Yeah, and that's silly. You guys just have to kind of come up with your own needles. That's what
it comes down to. Yeah, exactly. No, there's no way to reinvent the wheel on it. I mean, it's a very interesting... situation some of those states have. You know, I work in Ohio, and Ohio is black and white saying, hey, listen, you know, it's well within your practice act to do this. Unfortunately, in some of the other states, it wasn't written that way, so therefore it becomes to interpretation, and those lobbyists, that's their livelihood, so they're pushing everything to it to say, we don't want this to infringe on what we're doing. And, you know, if you really break down the arguments both ways, you're like, well, you can't own a modality. You know, no healthcare practitioner can own a specific modality. It's just part of, you know, the scope of their practice. You know, it's a tool they use. You know, it's not the be-all, end-all.
I know, because, practice. I mean, look at the syringe. Plastic surgeons who use very, very small syringes, right? Like a 32-gauge syringe.
Sure.
To inject media beneath the skin. Well, diabetics use that. So theoretically, I guess the endocrinologist can say, hey, you can't use that syringe because that's just for endocrinology. We use those. It's just silly.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very – I know therapists that practice in those states, especially New York, where I did my schooling at, and, you know, they're pretty frustrated because they hear the results that we're getting in the neighboring states, and they get real frustrated, that's for sure.
So let's – before we go into the first break and come back and start talking about – dry needling and how it works and what it does and who it's good for. Let's explain how it's not like acupuncture. So acupuncturists have a map of where they believe nerve pathways travel, and their goal is to stimulate these meridians of that feed into nerves. You guys go right to, like, if I say I've got gluteus minimus pain, You start poking the gluteus minimus because you want to activate that muscle. You're not looking for the meridian in the back of my neck that leads to my gluteus minimus, right?
No, exactly. No, you hit around. I mean, we palpate that area. We find if there's any kind of superficial or deep trigger points, and we're going to needle that direct area. We also peripheral nerve mapping. Based on, you know, what nerves innervate the specific structure the person's injured at, we also will needle around their vertebrae at that level, you know, to try to elicit a response from the nerve exiting, you know, through the paracerebral.
I see. Now that's where you probably kind of make the acupuncturist think that you're doing something like them, because you're going to these nerve branches where
I could see, you know, when they're, but again, it's, you know, we're talking about direct communication. So a specific nerve that goes directly to, you know, that part of the anatomy, we're going to elicit a response at that nerve.
Yeah, not the magical meridian
exactly.
Up in the shoulder to activate yes. something in the back. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's 100%. I mean, that's basically
the other thing I think that you guys get in trouble with is the term trigger points, right? So trigger yeah. trigger points basically in this case is a sensitive area. It's an area of obvious injury, and so when you touch it, it triggers the response. It triggers the muscle. It triggers the pain response. And so when you say trigger points, it almost sounds like we're talking about when we talk about acupuncture, like we have these meridians where this is where the chakra is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I almost feel like you guys need to lose the term trigger points and start talking about acute pain areas or something like that, because that's completely different than what acupuncture does.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and trigger points, it's, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding on what a trigger point is.
Exactly.
You know? The actual term, yeah, can kind of, well, what's a trigger point? You know, and instead of saying like a hyper irritable spot in a taut band in your muscle, you know, well, it's a trigger point.
Exactly. Trigger points can be anywhere. They're not set geographical locations on your body.
Exactly.
They're based on where the pain is. It's going to trigger a response. If you have a bruise and someone pokes their finger in it, that's a trigger point. You're going to go, ouch.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, I think that's another area where you guys kind of get in trouble, in my humble opinion, as an outsider looking in, that people may say, well, see, you guys are trying to do acupuncture. But now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what dry needling is good for, what you use it for with your athletes, and what kind of results you get. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe
believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off. You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked-about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Spade from All Star Physical Therapy, which is up at the Spire Institute. Spire Institute is the largest Olympic training facility in the United States. It is amazing. It's an over 100-acre complex of indoor and outdoor stadiums and training facilities where the best in the world go to train but also work with the world's best physicians, which Dr. William Seeds is one of. Because they may have injured themselves or they're recovering from an injury, and they work with Sean when they're recovering from injuries. And one of the things, one of the quivers, the arrows in Sean's quiver is dry needling. So tell me, first of all, when would you use dry needling? Like, give me an idea of the array of injuries that dry needling is applicable to.
Sure. I mean, first and foremost, any soft tissue injury, I mean, regardless of you know, if we're talking weekend warrior or athlete, high-level athlete that's in changing their training regimen, and maybe they've got some little micro tears in their muscle and they're getting some irritation in the muscle, or, you know, they've experienced an injury, you know, and they have a tendon injury or a ligament injury, and anything where we're trying to promote blood flow into the area of the injury. And for instance, what I see a lot of in our practice is IT band problems, hip girdle tightness, low back problems, neck issues. And we use the needling for multiple different reasons, depending on the location. But the main reason is to try to pump blood into that area and try to facilitate the healing response. Now, in the spine, so if we have like someone that comes in with a disc injury, we're using the needling maybe from a way of reducing the pain from upper motor neuron, up from the brain to come down and try to block some of that pain signal. Or from a segmental, where we put the needle in and it causes a reflex from the spine back to that area of pain, and it can kind of block that pain a little bit. So there's a wide range of uses for dry needling. And in our facility, it's mainly for athletic injuries, for musculotendinous problems, sprain strains, things like that.
Okay, so how many interestingly enough, I learned from Dr. Seeds that a lot of IT band problems actually originate from that sheath of muscle on the outside of the glutes that kind of goes over the top of the IT band. There's some sort of hyperactivation of the IT band that occurs from up there. How many punctures? Like do you just, is it just a couple punctures and you're done, or are you kind of working that whole area inch by inch?
Yeah, sure. So we'll use the IT band for an example. So say someone comes in, generally this is someone from a runner or someone that does a lot of jumping in their sport, and they have some imbalances that's causing this IT band to be overreactive. We will palpate throughout that IT band and find where, you know, first of all, a lot of times they'll come in if it's an active trigger point, we'll use that term, where it hurts already without me having to press there, like it hurts right in this area. Okay, so we identify that area first, and then we kind of branch off of there to find if there's any what we call latent trigger points where it only hurts if I press, you know. So it may, in some instances, depending on the size of the body and how acute the injury is, how chronic the injury is, I'd say on average 6 to 10 needle sticks.
Wow, that's not that many.
No.
Really not. How deep do you go? Do you go just into the fascia of the muscle? Do you go deep into the muscle?
It all depends. So, I mean, most of the time, we go from the preliminary amount of research that's out there, deep dry needling is more effective than superficial dry needling. And deep meaning, if we're in the glutes, for instance, we may go 3 inches with a 3-inch needle all the way in until we can't go any further. You know, we'll hit an area where it becomes firm, and that's where we know our endpoints. We'll try to get into those deep muscle areas. IT band or in the arms, for instance, we may go 2 inches, 1.5 to 2 inches in there. It all depends on the structure that's involved, how deep it is, and, you know, where, how easy accessible it is to get to that area. So it all depends on what part of the body and how deep we need to go.
Now, I had an EMG done of my lower body because I have some lumbar spine compression that causes what they think is a radiculopathy in my legs. And they use what looked like an acupuncture needle, probably like you use for dry needling, and they attach an electrode to it. And that went pretty deep into my hamstrings, into my glutes. It's not painful, but it's not comfortable, right?
No, there's a lot of pressure. You know, that's the number one, you know, subjective report that I get from the patients is that, you know, I feel pressure. Now, one thing that can be uncomfortable, but something that we're trying to elicit is what's called a local twitch response. That's if we're in the band and we're able to get the needle just right. We do different kind of techniques once the needle's in there. There's a thing called pistoning where we're moving the needle in and out. It stays in, but we're moving it, you know, maybe a quarter inch. Yeah, just centimeters, moving in and around to kind of piston the area to kind of create a little bit of a wound bed. Or we do what's called winding, where we actually rotate the needle counterclockwise or clockwise, whatever. And basically what a local twitch response is it's a reflexive muscle contraction. And the research is kind of split on the effects afterwards. But clinically what I've seen, if I can get a local twitch response, I mean, 9 times out of 10, that person leaves there that day going, wow, I feel really good.
I have these responses when I inject my testosterone because I injected my testosterone in my hips for so long that I had to give them a break. And so now I've moved down into my quads again, which I started years and years ago. And two things that I notice, occasionally I hit an IT band. It's a very, very difficult area to get through. It's so dense and so hard. But the other thing is there's times when I get that twitch response where the muscle will actually start to dance a little bit.
Yes.
Just in that local area. And And it freaks me out when that happens. It's just the weirdest thing. You know, it's like you kind of get the willies from it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay, so what about – so we know that when you have an injury, because the body goes into a protection mode, almost what's the word I'm looking for? A casting mode where, you know, swelling and the muscles kind of change the way they work to protect the area of injury. That once you've healed up, there's a lot of evidence that the muscles just don't go back to full range on their own. You've got to do physical therapy to kind of get the muscles to trust that they can go that full range again. Does dry needling help in that way as well?
That is probably the most important thing that I use dry needling for with my athletes. And the one important thing to take from the dry needling is that it's not a standalone treatment. So I never have just needled someone and that's it. You know, we always provide a corrective exercise or a stretch immediately after dry needling, because now, you know, for instance, someone comes in with a spasm muscle from overtraining. Now, depending on how long that has been in that state, that muscle has a memory of what it is right now, and it kind of has an amnesia of what its length was before. And right. By needling it, we've now reset that muscle. But if we don't feed any kind of range of motion into that muscle immediately, it may go right back to that state.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the success stories that you've had using dry needling. And I also texted with Dr. Seeds. I also want to talk about Adam Bragg a little bit, okay? Because I know that you guys are working with him, and there's a high probability that he will be a potential gold medalist in the pole vault, right?
Yes, exactly.
And he was injured when he came to you guys, right?
Yes. He had a pretty bad calf injury that kind of, I believe it had lasted over a couple of years, and tried about as much as he could to rehab it. And when he got to us, we kind of changed the game plan for him, and now he's doing amazing.
You know, if you live in the Ohio area and you are an athlete, Dr. William Seeds Orthopedics is in Ashtabula. If you need a doctor to help you heal yourself, there's nobody like Dr. Seeds. He has decades of experience in being on the bleeding edge of new techniques that have changed athletes' lives forever. So he's well worth driving hours to go and see. Seeds Orthopedic, you can find it on the web. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat.
It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Spade. He works with athletes up at the Spire Institute in Cleveland, Ohio, outside of north of Cleveland, Ohio. So talk about some success stories that you've had great success with using dry needling that really, truly changed the outcome of an athlete.
Well, just recently in the last Olympics, we had a pole vaulter from Greece, Katerina Stefaniti. She came to Spire to train, and 2 weeks before she left for Rio, she had a hip flexor strain. And she had heard of dry needling. Her husband is actually her coach, and he had heard of dry needling. And as I was talking to them about, you know, this is something that I think would be very effective for you, he had to do some talking to her because she's kind of had a phobia for needles. And finally we got her, you know, to the point where I said, okay, this is going to be, you know, the treatment that's going to be the best for you. And we did, I think, about three or four sessions, and she had no pain whatsoever. And she went on and won the gold medal at Rio. And so, I don't know if anyone's ever dealt with a hip flexor injury, to have that go away in a week to 10 days prior to competing at the highest level you've ever competed at was pretty amazing. You know, I was kind of chewing at my nails during the Olympics as I was getting the results in to see how she was going to do, because that was a tough injury in a short period of time that I had to work with her.
And in fact, she missed the opening ceremony just to work with you, didn't
she? Yeah, she stayed back, and you know, she was able to, you know, she had a choice of either opening ceremonies or closing ceremonies. She said, you know, I'm just going to miss the opening ceremonies because I want to make sure I'm 100% before I get on this plane. And she was doing great before she left, and she didn't have any flare-ups while she was there, and she did awesome.
Now, I know you've worked with some of the top dancers in the world, including those who dance on Dancing with the Stars, and they fly you. They flew you to Florida recently for a big event that they had there, right?
Yes. So Max and Val Tremosky, they on Dancing with the Stars, they put together a dance show. Typically, it's been done in New York. This is the first time they had gone into Miami, and they had asked me, since I had familiarity with them and had treated them in the past, if I could come down there, and if I could, you know, if I brought an assistant with me to help treat the dancers backstage and during rehearsals and, you know, throughout this whole entire week. And now that was a new experience for me, because that was like PT acute care. You know, I've never done.
I was just going to say that's kind of like almost prophylactic work. It's like you're working on them so that they can continue to dance at a very high level and not injure themselves.
Exactly. So typically in physical therapy, I don't see you until you're hurt. You know, I don't have the luxury to see you before you get hurt or right when it's about to happen. You know, typically it's got hurt, you go see the doctor diagnoses you, then you go to physical therapy. It could be 2 weeks out before I see you. So a lot of things have set in, some compensations have already set in. So down there in Miami, you know, they would have a rehearsal, and they would rehearsal 17 hours a day. And so these dancers, after the second day, you know, they all have, you know, shin splints, and they have all these types of soft tissue injuries. And so but we're getting them pretty acutely, you know, within a day of when it actually probably set in. And it was just amazing, and they had such a great result from it. I mean, I think in total I went through like 400 needles. So, you know, on average, if I'm using 5 needles a patient, it was a lot of treatments in about a 5-week or a 5-day time period.
And I know the news and newspapers covered Peta Murgatroyd's surgery, which she had. And you actually worked with, you were her physical therapist. You worked with her to bring her back, right?
Yes. She had a really bad ankle injury, and Dr. Seeds did her surgery. And she progressed better than I had ever seen anyone progress. And she went back to full level. I mean, these dancers. Now, you know, I've worked with all different types of athletes from different sports. Dancers are cut from a different string here. They are just totally different. I mean, they have no downtime. You know, at least in some other sports, they have an off season. These dancers, they go from one, you know, once they leave Dancing with the Stars, then they go on Dancing with the Stars tour, and then they have other shows that they're involved with, some on Broadway, some on other things. They're just constant, and their rehearsals are 10, 15 hours. So their practices are 10 to 15 hours a day. So, you know, when they come in here, and a lot of them are all in this, you know, catabolic state to begin with, and we really have to like change a lot of their chemistry, you know, and when we're providing them with their treatments, with their physical therapy, we're doing a lot of not only trying to treat what's going on, but also to try to screen them to see if they're setting themselves up for something else. And so Peta, it was not only an ankle problem for her, she also had some imbalances in her hips. She had some imbalances, you know, that caused some issues going down the chain. So, you know, we threw everything at her when she was here.
And she bounced back, and she went on to win, I think, that season.
That season, yes. And then, you know, and then just went on to the tour afterwards. So she just went right through, and it was pretty amazing.
Also speaks to her level of being an athlete, too.
Yes.
You know, I mean, people don't realize, they see dancers dancing, and it's an art form, but they don't realize that these dancers are every bit of the athlete than any other Olympic athlete is. I mean, they push hard, they work hard. They work through injuries, they work around injuries, and they dance, as you point out, they dance for hours, 15, 16, 17 hours a day.
Yes.
And then they have to do it gracefully. I mean, you know, a shot putter has to get the ball to go as far as he can get it to go. If he looks horrible doing it, they just go, wow, you know, he has an unorthodox style. You can't have an unorthodox style and win a dancing competition. That's the whole idea. You have to look like you're really not working at it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So. Yeah, their body awareness. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of treating.
Yeah, I just thought of that. They must have great proprioceptive skills. Yeah.
They do. And their feedback. You know, I feel as though I'm dipping here. You know, there's a lot of those little details when I'm rehabbing someone that I'm looking for. You know, if I see a little bit of a rotation in the pelvis, depending on the exercise we're doing, or a little hike in the shoulder. You know, it's kind of hard. Even these high-level athletes I treat, you know, they you would think, you know, oh, you're an athlete. They don't have the greatest body awareness. You know, they kind of muscle through a lot of things. And to try to retrain them, it's kind of difficult. But with dancers, you make a little statement here and say, hey, you know, you're hiking a little bit here. Oh, yeah, okay. And they, like, immediately make the change. And it's just a totally different rehab experience.
Let's talk about Adam Bragg for a second before we take this last break. So Adam came to Spire with an injury, right?
Yes, so he had a lateral calf tear, and he had competed at Princeton for 4 years as a pole vaulter, and I believe he had the injury. It was around 2 years that he had been dealing with some kind of medical treatment for the calf, and it
never healed. Right, he was like still competing, but the injury really never resolved itself.
Exactly. Yeah, it had tried to, but it had not fully healed itself, and he was still very symptomatic. And he wasn't, you know, kind of talking with Adam. I don't know if he was, you know, he kind of in mind was just thinking, am I going to be dealing with this the rest of my life? You know, am I going to be able to compete at a high level again? And he came out, met with Dr. Seeds and myself, and Dr. Seeds got him on a good program, and you know, and we did a lot of needling with him, a lot of retraining, a lot of changes in his calf stretching and his routines. And then, you know, Adam, you know, by the time he left here, you know, the girth in his calf, we have videos of just what it looked like when he first came in and then when he left. And just that time period we had him here, huge change. And then now, you know, I just got a picture from him recently. The guy is shredded.
He looks like a G.I. Joe doll. So, and that's interesting because when he came to you for this leg problem, he didn't look like that completely physically. So you guys not only fixed his leg, but you got him on a different type of training. I'm sure you had nutritional input with him.
Yes.
And now he looks like Iron Man now.
Yes, he looks fantastic. And he is really, really going to make a
But more importantly, known. His pole vault is like it's improved not slightly, but like in a huge, dramatic range, right?
Yeah, he's putting himself as, you know, one of the top pole vaulters in the country, and if not the top right now, and he's got a special coach that's taking their time out and to, you know, they really just focusing on just him because they see the potential that he, you know, has the potential to be a gold medal winner in the next Olympics.
Man, that's exciting. That's so exciting to be able to help an athlete achieve their highest level of performance. It's just amazing. And, you know, and I said that, Dr. Seeds is a human performance geek. You know, a lot of people write papers, a lot of people write articles, a lot of people pontificate about what will actually make human beings perform at a higher level, but Dr. Seeds does it.
Yes.
He does it.
Is like a clinical monster when it comes to that.
Oh, man. I know. He loves it, too. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, so just stay with me. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vince Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vince is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com, Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Talking with Sean Spade from All Star Physical Therapy, which is part of the Seeds Orthopedics practice over at Spire Institute, which is America's largest Olympic training facility. And so let's talk about some things that the audience really wants to know. First of all, is there an association that certifies dry needling experts that we should look for if we're looking for dry needling in our hometown?
Yes, there's two main ones. There's a company called Kineticor. That's based out of, I believe, Denver, Colorado Springs. And then Integrative Dry Needling, which is they're actually out of Youngstown, Ohio, and that's the company that I went through for my certification. Each state, you know, there's not a like, for instance, in Ohio, since it's in our practice act, there is no requirement that you get certified in dry needling, but it's, you know, it's strongly encouraged. In our
yeah,
company,
of course. I want to make sure I'm going to a guy who knows what he's doing, not somebody who just thinks he knows what he's doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you go to their, if you look up Kineticor, if you look up Integrative Dry Needling, you'll find a practitioner tabs and you put
Bingo.
In your zip code and bam, it'll show
and
you.
And so that was the next question. How do you find a practitioner? So that's why I figured I'd ask that first. Now, how many, so if you're the typical weekend warrior and you've got brachial radialis tendonitis from pulling too much, how many sessions of dry needling do you think it'll take?
So the more acute we get on that, the less amount of treatments, obviously. So
I mean, the sooner you get on it, like as soon as okay.
So say you injure it Saturday, and I see you Monday. You're looking at maybe 3 to 4 sessions.
But if you've been living with it, working around it for the past few months.
Yeah, now we're looking at probably somewhere. I would say no more than around 9 to 10 sessions.
Okay.
What is a fair price per session?
What do people charge per session?
So some clinics do a private pay for dry needling of either a $50 flat rate or a $100 flat rate. Insurance companies will reimburse or cover dry needling under a manual therapy code. You have to check with each insurance to make sure that they are on board with that they believe that it's part of the manual therapy code. So it all depends. So some clinics don't even go through insurance, and they do a lot of dry needling on the side, and so they just go, I'd say, between $50 and $100.
Yeah. Would dry needling have helped me? I had tendonitis in my elbow, my tricep muscle in my elbow, and I eventually, because I'm a douche and kept training heavy, I had to have the muscle reattached through surgical procedure because it tore off the bone. When the doctor fixed it, he told me that I must have had the tendonitis for a very long time. I said, I did. I said, how did you know? And he said, because the attachment of the muscle had literally shredded, which is what you see. When you have tendonitis for a really long time, it's almost like a cable that starts to unwind, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Would dry needling have helped me had I not torn that? Or once that happens, is the tendon at risk no matter what you do? It's never going to heal again.
Well, I mean, that's what we're trying to do with the needling is reset that healing. So, for instance, if you had a chronic tendonitis, the chemistry of that tendinous junction is changing, and it's staying in an inflamed state. So, it could be full of substance P, CRGP, and when we needle, we're flushing that stuff out of there and bringing in, fresh, we're dilating the area, getting blood into that area, bringing growth factors in that area, and we're stimulating the healing response. Because what happens is these tendonitis is left unchecked, you treat it with ice and it still stays somewhat sore, you still train on it, your body kind of tries to heal itself, but it stays in that inflammatory state and it changes the chemical makeup of that tendinous junction, and that's when it's more apt to just
break.
Shredding like that.
Yeah, tear. Yeah, I wish I would have done things differently. But then again, I'm sure I'll injure myself again. Okay, what have we missed? Did we miss anything?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. It was great meeting you. I'm so impressed. I've seen physical therapists. I've been to physical therapists. I've never seen a facility like the one that you run at Spire. The equipment that you have, the methodology that you apply. You say you trained in New York?
Yeah, I went to school in Syracuse University.
Oh, sure. Syracuse, nice school upstate.
Yes.
New York. But this is different. I mean, you had to, like, my son just graduated with a bachelor's in physical therapy and kinesiology from San Diego State University.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all learn all the same stuff. But when you started working with Dr. Seeds, that had to be a game changer for you, huh?
Oh, big time. And as I was, going through my physical therapy curriculum, I was really motivated into learning just, they teach you the basic chemistry, the sciences behind what we're doing. And, but there's a lot of practitioners out there that were doing some things and getting results that were, beyond what I was just learning. And so I followed a lot of them with blogs, and I looked at anything that they were suggesting for research. And then when I came with Dr. Seeds, his mindset and my mindset meshed so well with how to treat the individual. He's one of the first physicians that someone with a knee injury, it's not, there's no, tunnel vision to just the knee. Let's look at the TFL up by the IT band. Let's look at the pelvic girdle and let's address that and see if that unloads this knee. This term called regional interdependence. Where you might have pain in one area, but it's probably coming most likely from a tightness somewhere else. Unless you had a trauma to that area. If it's a non-contact injury, it just started bothering you, then it's a mechanical problem, and that can be addressed by changing the way you move. And so, in the way that Dr. Seeds is, with the way his holistic approach to medicine, and it's just, I love working with him, and he's just an awesome resource to have. He's just so, he challenges me on things. If I bring up a topic, he'll go, okay, well, how much do you know on this? And I'll say what I know. And then he'll go, all right, well, you need to read up on that a little bit more, and then we'll have a deeper conversation.
I can actually hear him saying that too. You know, it's funny. I'm a huge proponent of that too. You got to look at the joint above and the joint below, quite often. And like, for instance, I'm developing some knee problems. I'm going to have surgery at the beginning of the year to reconstruct my left foot. I have two hammer toes, which are basically dislocated toes, and I have a really severe bunion. Like the big toe joint just like moved so far out, it's just ridiculous. So I'm walking different. I'm walking on the left side of my foot because I don't have a ball on my left foot anymore because the big toe has kind of found a new home somewhere.
Yeah.
And now I'm having some knee problems, and I know what it's from. Like, I'm not worried about it. I know that once they put my foot back together and I can start standing on my foot normally, over time, my knee will get better. But I'm starting to have like clicking on the outside of the knee. And it's not the joint. It's like a tendon or a ligament is getting caught on something. And the muscles are atrophying in my calf. My gastroc and my soleus muscle are atrophying. Well, of course, because I'm not using the ball of my foot anymore. I don't have a ball of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing that my foot injury is now screwing with my knee.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my philosophy when I'm treating someone is if you leave your treatment that day and you're in less pain, but you're not moving any better, I didn't do my job. Mm. So we have to, we use a lot of screenings to determine, a lot of screening screening devices that we use in our office that we're looking at as How are you moving? So when I do a needling on you, I'm going to retest that movement. Okay, did that movement improve? No? Okay, well, then I didn't needle the right area. I didn't treat the right area. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our philosophy. That is our philosophy of I want you to move better, and then once you move better, then we can move more often.
Yeah, I like that. Listen, it's been really great that you made time to be on the show today. I can't wait to hang out with you again.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, thank you again, Carl.
Take care, Sean.
You too. Thanks.
All right, so that's it. Great information. Check out dry needling in your area. Find a certified dry needling expert. And that's the beginning of that. And thanks to Rob Regish. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Supreme Radio. We have a great show tomorrow. So tune in then. See you then.